Junior Gavin Pinkley of the Hillsboro Hawks joining us here on Regional Radio as we continue our Dream Team interview coverage. Gavin, first off, just thanks for taking some time out of your day to speak in with us.
No problem. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
how
are we doing today?
Good.
Awesome. And then, Gavin, for you, obviously, second time you've been a Dream Teamer. We had you on the night of the show. When did you find out you were going to be a Dream Teamer? Were you listening to the show? Did you see it on Twitter or somebody tell you about it?
Found out when I was listening to it. So when everybody else did, when I found out.
Awesome. And a part of that is, I'm a little curious about this, when you heard it and then you heard Michael's name all the way down at the bottom, did you kind of think, oh, did he maybe not make it? Was it a little suspenseful for you as his teammate?
Right. I was thinking he could make it, and I was pretty proud of him and what he's done. I was pretty happy for him.
And then, obviously, for you, the second time. So what's it mean to you knowing that for the second year in a row, the area coaches have voted you among the 10 best players in the J98 listening area? That's such a broad range and covers so many big and small school conference basketball.
Right. You know, that means a lot that the coaches see that in my game and everybody else's game that was picked as well. I mean, it's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, what do you think it means to you when you have some of the coaches that maybe haven't gotten a chance to see you play, you know, that maybe play down in the Black River League or something like that in the smaller schools, and to know that your name recognition and just your style of play has carried so much weight through word of mouth as well?
I feel like the Dream Team sort of puts your name out there a little bit more, so hearing that, schools will be paying attention, things like that.
Yeah, and then Gavin, for you this year, obviously not only a successful season for you individually and Michael as well, but how about the team? Just talk about the team's success. You guys win a district championship for the first time since 2011 and get a chance to go play in a state sectional game. Just talk about the experience.
Right, I don't think I could have asked for a better team this year. I mean, we finished second best record overall in Hillsboro school history, so can't get much better than that if you ask me.
Yeah, Gavin, for you, obviously, get another year. And a lot of the guys coming back with you as well. You'll lose three seniors total, including Lampkins. What do those three seniors kind of mean to you? And what type of leadership did they kind of give to you guys as some of the younger players on the team?
They meant a lot. They were all sort of like big brothers to me. And having them go is not what I really want. But someone's going to have to step up and fill their shoes next year, that's for sure.
For you, you will be a senior next year. You and Isaacson, Isaiah Martin as well, Michael Keller, Austin Fleming, a various amount of you guys going to be seniors next year. Have you guys already kind of started to talk about what next year might be like?
I don't think we really need to talk about it. I feel like everybody knows that we have to follow up this season or next season just like last season. I mean, Hillsboro's got a good name for itself right now, so we've got to keep that going.
Great. And then for you, what I know in the past you talked a lot about your leadership and really developing there. What are you looking to do this summer when you're playing in the summer team that you play for, and then in the off season when you're putting in the work in the weight room and whatnot? What are you trying to improve on?
I'm going to try and improve on everything. Nothing's perfect right now, so just fixing every little thing I can to make my game better. It'll be good for me, I think.
Gavin, I want you to talk a little bit about the leadership. You know, we talked about some of those seniors, but, you know, talking with your teammates, a lot of them look to you as well as a leader out there on the court, both vocally and as an example. So just talk about the steps that you took from your sophomore to junior year as to kind of be more of a leader.
I just try being a leader, more of an example, because everybody has their own attitudes and they'll follow you, but you lead by example, everybody's going to take after you. And people may say the seniors are the only ones that can be leaders on the team, but I felt like everybody last year was a leader, no matter who it was, from the 13th man to the first man.
You think that just had to do with how close you guys were as a team in terms of your chemistry?
Right, we were very close to the team. I mean, everybody had a great relationship with each other, and I felt like that carried over to the court pretty well.
And then, Gavin, for you, obviously Dream Team member for the second year in a row. Michael Brewer gets to join you with it. That's his first year in a row as a sophomore. So we obviously talked earlier when you heard about it. But is it pretty nice that you two have gotten the chance to talk at school kind of about what it'll mean to be up there on the stage together?
Right. It's going to feel good for sure. We'll have to go for that again next year.
And then, Gavin, just kind of talk about the experience for you at Hillsboro so far and the growth that you think you've taken since you first started playing there in your freshman year to where you are now getting prepped and ready for your senior season.
Freshman year, I had a lot of seniors or a lot of upperclassmen, I should say, ahead of me. So it's kind of nerve-wracking playing games, having older people with me. And as I, by the time senior year comes around, I'll be the senior, so I'll have to be a good leader for everybody else.
Gavin, anything you'd like to add, or anybody you'd like to thank here along the way that's helped you get yet another dream team honor?
My family is the people I'd have to thank the most, driving me everywhere, getting in the gym with me every moment possible.
Gavin, once again, want to send you our congratulations here from the regional radio team for you becoming a dream teamer for the second time based on a great year.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys' coverage.
That's junior Gavin Pinkley with the Hillsboro Hawks boys basketball team joining us here on regional radio as part of our Dream Team interview segment.